This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A plane thought to have 62 people on board lost contact after taking off from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, on Saturday, and rescuers said suspected debris has been found in the sea off the city. The Boeing 737-500 lost contact shortly after taking off, a search and rescue official told local television. Foreign companies will not be allowed to test COVID-19 vaccines on the Iranian people, President Hassan Rouhani said on Saturday, a day after Iran's supreme leader banned vaccine imports from the United States. Rouhani said in televised remarks, quote, "Foreign companies wanted to give us vaccines so that they would be tested on the Iranian people, but the health ministry prevented it." He did not name the companies or give further details. Greece's conservative government has submitted a bill to parliament to extend the western limit of its territorial waters in the Ionian Sea to 12 nautical miles. Following negotiations with its regional neighbors, Italy and Albania, the bill submitted on late Friday would extend its western territorial waters from 6 nautical miles currently. It would not affect waters in the Aegean off Greece's southern and eastern coasts, where Athens has been in dispute with its NATO ally Turkey over maritime boundaries. And three people were killed after an avalanche struck a ski resort near a Russian Arctic city late Friday. The local branch of Russia's Emergency Services Ministry said the bodies of two adults and a young child were found as part of a search and rescue mission involving 242 people and 29 vehicles.